got me mesmerized with your black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday, but yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall, but I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how.
So when you catch someone in the act of banging your partner, is it cool or not cool to respond with violence? Off-duty NYPD cop shoots her girlfriend and another woman after finding them in bed, killing one of them and wounding the other.
Now, it's never okay to kill someone.
Okay.
Like, I mean, hot take.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Hot take to start there. But is I think that they didn't go into the law book and make a law under the crime of passion section just because it was a fun thing to do.
True.
Like, I think there is something in the human body. If I go home today, and it pains me to paint this picture.
Please
but
don't.
If I go home today and there is another man in my home.
Right.
And he's bedding my lovely wife.
Yeah.
I've already, there's violence, and maybe he kicks my ass, but I mean, I don't know if there's anything that stops me from losing my mind. But then again, there's also a possibility I just start crying and leave.
That I would recommend the cry and leave route just because it's going to have fewer lasting repercussions. You don't want to get your ass in legal trouble on already a worse situation that could possibly happen.
But if I mean, for example, and if we're just spitballing here.
All right.
For example,
okay.
I hit him with a baseball bat six times.
Six times.
I mean, no major cracks to the head. Because I mean,
right.
I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to kill anybody.
That's nice.
But I give him six cracks to his body with a baseball bat.
All right.
I mean, first of all, then we have to depend that he's going to call the cops, which, you know,
he may or may not.
He may or may not. And then what kind of charges am I looking at for a few swings of a baseball bat? Am I going to prison?
Aggravated battery, yeah.
Am I going to prison, though?
Yeah.
Nobody goes to prison anymore. I probably pay a fine.
But what did you get out of it?
The satisfaction of beating the guy who I just found banging my wife with a baseball bat.
I knew the answer to that before I asked it. Drew Grabo Live, hello, who are you? From the 813, hello. Okay. I'd like to hear from people who have been in that situation, either gotten their ass kicked or kicked someone's ass. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I mean, and that's what the adrenaline talking and you start thinking about the idea of it. But what's more likely to be true is just the sadness part.
Yeah.
It went through my head. I wonder what it would be like if there was a lady in my home.
Huh?
Because it's not, you can't have that fun initial, oh, there's a lady, because you weren't invited and you weren't invited for a reason. So you've got to weigh the situation and grasp what's going on. Like there's some sort of relationship going on that you're not a part of.
Yeah. I would just feel more betrayed that I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Like give me the heads up. Like, hey, maybe take a couple extra drives around the block because I'm going to be getting it on with the girl.
Well, isn't that it's still betrayal. I understand that it's harder to deal with. And,
yeah.
you know, it's different.
Right.
Like you, that I think that you'd be like, oh, sorry.
Of course.
let me give you a minute.
Right. Let me just hide in the closet and videotape this.
Exactly.
727-579-1025.
But even then, she would not tell you.
No, she would. I would hope. Drew Grabo Live, hello.
Hello, it's Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. You know, if I caught my husband and he was in bed with another woman, I would be so heartbroken that I would just go into a very deep depression and probably be in the psych hospital.
What? I didn't even think you liked that guy. I thought he was an ass.
Oh, no, you know, I'm so goofed up in the brain. In general, he's okay, you know.
Okay, Patty, thank you. 727-579-1025. Drew Grabo Live, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
How you guys doing today?
Really good, bud. How about you?
Okay, I got a good one for you.
All right.
I'm still in the middle of a felony case. It has not gone to trial yet because the alleged victim will not show up for any of the court dates or anything. He's had an excuse every time.
Now, when you say alleged, does that mean you beat the crap out of him?
Allegedly.
I'll try and make it go as fast as I can without going into the background. Know the guy for 10 years, been through a lot of stuff with him. Pulled two guns out of his mouth one night. So apparently, you know, has violent tendencies. But he gets kicked out of his house. Well, he has the option to either go to jail or leave his house one night during a domestic violence, you know, deal at his house.
All right.
And being, you know, his closest friend, he comes to me, can I crash on the couch? I'm like, sure.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yep, you're already right. Halfway through a bottle of Jack Daniels, he comes in my bathroom while I'm urinating in the toilet, and he sticks a knife in my back and says, you still think you're a tough guy?
Oh.
And we end up in my driveway, across the street. I take the knife away from him. I get poked in the leg once, but I take the knife away from him, and when he starts going for his gun, I pick up another weapon and proceed to keep him from getting the gun out of his vest. And my wife's standing next to me, and I didn't even see her screaming, stop, you're going to kill him. The guy has already sent people to my house saying that he doesn't remember what happened. He doesn't want to press charges, but the state's attorney's office doesn't look at it like that. So to answer your question, Mr. Senning, what you would do with a baseball bat is called second-degree battery with intent to kill.
Thank you for the experience. There you go.
I am a very upstanding citizen. I'm not saying you and your friend aren't, but it sounded like there was a lot of criminality going around that house. And I bet you the police knew damn well who you were and were probably looking, you know, to throw a charge on you no matter what.
As opposed to your first time.
I'm clean as a whistle. And like I said, crime of passion.
Yeah.
I was enraged.
What's up, Pat?
Hey, how you doing?
Really good. Thank you. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Hey, in a situation like that, I mean, the partner that you have is one that's cheating on you,
yeah.
Not the person that they're with. And it, that person that they're with doesn't know you, doesn't know anything about you. They're not cheating on you. Your partner's cheating on you. The person you need to say that's
got a point there, John.
That person.
Yeah, that's it's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that person's doing what any other person would do in the same situation.
Yeah, no, but, I'm beating them to not only punish them, but to punish her, too. Like, I realize I'm just not in me to take the baseball bat to my lady. I'm a gentleman like that. So I would just be beating him in front of her to kind of show her, like, look what you've done. Look what you made me do.
Yeah, but that guy might not even know that she has someone.
And that's very...
Like, that's just someone that she picked up and brought home.
And I'm sorry for him for that.
That's just a normal guy. I mean, the person that cheated on you is your partner.
But, you know, she's got to feel the sting, and he's not going to beat the hell out of her.
Yeah, and honestly, we've got lots of photos in our home, so if he makes it to the bedroom quick enough to not realize that there's photos of me around the place and that, you know, I've got things there, you know, that's on him. You know, it's his life.
Like, I would see your photograph, and I would go, oh, this looks like a beautiful man. I can't do this.
Yeah, there's just other things. Yeah, there are lots of other things around that show that I live there. So if you can't figure that out on your own, then...
What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, brother. How about you?
Oh, long day at work.
Sorry.
That's all right. Work's work, right? Anyway, I wanted to call and tell you guys, this is kind of a two-parter story. I've been on both sides of this. A girl that I used to date back a couple years ago, I actually caught her with my brother, and... one thing led to another, and I ended up taking a broomstick to him. And so we kind of settled that with violence, unfortunately.
Okay.
But her and I ended up, you know, leaving each other after that. And about a year and a half later, he caught me with her. And, kind of went down the same way, except it wasn't with a broomstick. It was just with his hands. But, I mean, I both dished out a beating and received one over the same girl.
Someone's got to kick her to the curb.
Yeah, she is the problem. Why would you go back? I don't even believe any of it. 727-579-1025. What's up, Jersey? Cool or not cool to respond with violence when you catch your partner cheating?
definitely not cool. Not cool at all.
You ever been involved in a situation
you're
like
asking
that?
The question. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Actually, my ex-girlfriend's gone to jail a few times from kicking the crap out of me.
Because she caught you with another woman?
Oh, hell no. Oh. No, I don't cheat. That's not my style, brother.
What happened?
What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
So, no, what I was trying to say to you guys is that, you know, sometimes you get your ass kicked and sometimes you kick ass. When I was little, I asked my father to teach me how to fight. He was a United States Marine, so he doesn't know how to fight. He knows how to kill. And I used to get my ass handed to me all the time.
Okay, we're not necessarily talking about the times you've gotten your ass kicked, but thank you. I do appreciate the call very much and hope you have a wonderful day. 727-579-1025. What's up, Rob?
How you doing today, brother? You feeling all right? I missed part of the show because I was working.
Working on that buzz.
No. Well, Drew, how are you doing today, Drew? I didn't catch all of the show, the first thing.
Thanks, Rob. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I'll call you when I get off, Rob.
The full show replay starts as soon as our show's off, so you can listen to the whole thing. Hey, Mindy, what's up?
Hey, how are you, Drew?
Very well, Mindy. Thank you for joining us today. What can we do for you?
I have a story about caught in the act.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Oh, my goodness. So I attended UCF, which, by the way, thank you for being on overnights there.
Oh, no problem.
You kind of saved my soul sometimes.
Oh, good. Thank you.
My boyfriend, he was a wide receiver for UCF, and he...
Sean Jefferson?
He said, well, no. Anyway, you wouldn't know him. He wasn't that good. Okay. So anyway, so the craziest thing was he's like, just stop by my house if you see my car. I'm like, okay, because he delivered pizzas.
Okay.
Anyway,
there was a wide receiver named Sean Jefferson at UCF. I got that right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, so... And so his roommate was like a tight end. He was like the biggest guy ever. He was from Inverness, whatever. And so I went to the door and he was like, you can't come in. I'm like, why can't you come in? And he's like, you just can't. And so he picked me up and brought me back to my car.
Oh.
Like, what are you doing? Right. What are you doing? Right. And I said, no, I'm coming in there. So I went to the door, mm-hmm. and I went inside, and I ripped remember those gold necklaces we used to buy each other?
Sure.
And I was like, what the hell? and then he threw me out. Like, this big old tight end from Inverness threw me out. I said, what the hell? Oh, hell no. And so I went around the back. I climbed over the fence and I went in and he came out with they were just those shorts that, you know, had Velcro or whatever. And I was like, what the hell? So I went to the back and I climbed through the window.
Okay.
And I went in and there they were.
Of course. So what happened?
What the hell?
Well, you know what happened is I beat both their asses. That's what happened.
Did you get arrested?
Nope. Because the big old tight end from UCF, like, picked me up and took me to my car.
Inverness.
From Inverness, right? All right. Thank you.
That lady was a joy.
It's okay. It's not okay. It's next. And we're going to talk to Stephen Shea about tonight's Bucks game.
You're listening to Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.